Yeah, we on Boss Talk 101. Yeah, we gon' talk, we gon' have fun. We be on fire, we be lit. It's a unique hustle.
Check it. It's a unique hustle. It's your boy ECO, and I'm here chilling with my people in New Orleans. It's going down, man. I got a very, very special group of guys right here, right now, man. I came down here because of this guy right here, too. My boy GD is in the building. GDP as usual, man. What it do?
Man, what's up, man? I just want to tell you thank you so much, first of all, for coming out here. And with the what the artist name is that drew that great picture of Big Man from like 1998?
Get it, babe. What, C-Ray? Get it, babe, C-Ray?
Yeah.
I just called him and told him everything that went down. But, man, let's not start right now.
Okay.
I got a guy here today, y'all. Listen, man. The nigga addressed me on my show, man. I got a problem with it. Man,
he just got drafted.
Stop playing, yeah, man. David Hudson is in the building.
No
big
night.
What's going on,
man?
It's Night
War. Man, Boss Talk 101. You ever seen this show before?
Man, 100 times. I've seen everybody on this show.
Thank you so much.
I went back and did my homework. Yeah,
man.
One of the best.
I want to tell you thank you for coming on the show today, man. So this is something that's great, man. I knew you guys was really, really, you know, working on getting this street. I got to know the process to what it took to get Birdman and Slim, Baby and Slim, as y'all call them down here, like to get that street named after them. How much work and dedication went into that?
Man, it was a whole lot of work, you know. It's like anything that's special or anything that's major, you're gonna run into a lot of hiccups, you run into a lot of everything. It seemed like it wasn't gonna work. It looked like it wasn't gonna happen. Mm-hmm. We just kept fighting, kept pushing, and we weren't giving up until it happened. So we made it happen.
Wow. I mean, you know, I seen you running around down there, man, but I want to talk about just the process of, you had a lot of rappers. I mean, Tupac is one that they named the street after. Eazy-E, Eric Wright Street. I went up there and interviewed those guys as well. And I just wanted to just, like, what did it take for you guys to get to the point where you was like, man, we need to name it?
What I would say is, first of all, like you said, it's only happened 14 times in hip hop. They did an article in XXL like in November 2023 saying it was only 14 people in hip hop that got street names after them or intersections. And like I said, Tupac, Biggie, Big L, Big Pun, a slew of artists and all that, you know, and Nipsey Hussle, you know, when he died, everybody in LA wanted that. Dolph in the Deep South, but like I said, Jay Prince don't got this. Uncle Luke don't have this. So for Baby them to be alive, we knew it was really important. So, you know, I seen Too Short get it and E-40, and I told Dave, and I'm like, man, look, we had got the Key to the City from, and once we got the Key to the City or whatever from, like around February, because that was a process, and Dave would tell you it started with the hip hop 50 years of that or whatever, but that's why I was like, Dave, we need to get them the Key to the City. They didn't get it. Then we started doing For the Street. When I seen everybody else, I said, David, I told Unc, I said, Stunner, I said, man, they ain't got this done for you or whatever. He like, man, maybe when I'm gone, they gonna do it for me or whatever. I'm like, no, we gonna get it done. Cause we didn't see it. I told David, and then David worked close by City Hall. So then David had relationships and then David took the ball.
David worked close by City Hall. Like what, how did you end up being close to City Hall? How does that happen?
So let me give you the backstory. So I'm from the hood, from the neighborhood. So growing up in the hood, you saw a lot of negativity. And
Project, yeah.
So I grew up in the Project, Night War and Desire. They tore the Desire down. I started being in Florida, hanging with my guys in Florida, whatever. And it was so much negativity. Everybody wanted to be like the rappers and the hustlers, and everybody had a lot of things that they wanted to do with all the, you know, just nothing positive, right? So I said, you know what? I want to be something different because I watched all the hustlers make all this money. And as soon as they make enough money, they never took the mindset, and they never had nobody around them with the mindset to say, hey, look, get out there, clean your money up, start a business, do something positive. And everybody always was going to jail.
Or getting killed.
So going to jail, getting killed, either way, they was losing all their money. So I just wanted to be somebody different. And even back in the Project, I was one of the guys that was instrumental in changing a lot of guys' lives and their mindset and telling them they could be something different and showing them different. So my thing was to make sure that everybody from the neighborhood have somebody, if they see somebody from the neighborhood doing something positive, then they'll give them a outlook on it. So I got straight in the political field and started working closely with a lot of people who was running for office and elected officials. And I was instrumental in helping a lot of the elected officials that's elected right now get elected. in the city of New Orleans, in the state of Louisiana, because I helped a lot of state representatives, the council people. When you're talking about the DA, you're talking about the judges in every court, pretty much. So I was instrumental in helping a lot of these people get in position. And, you know, for me, once me having a relationship with them, because that's what everything is about, relationships and resources. So when BG come home, I said, man, you know what? I'm going to give BG a proclamation. I reached out to GD because I'm like, if anybody could get in touch with him, it'll be GD. So I called GD. I said, look, GD, I'm going to get a proclamation for BG. Just come home and make sure, make something happen for him. He said, man, look, I just got off the phone with Stunner, man. Stunner said, the city ain't never do nothing for him. I said, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
I said, man, you playing? He said, nah, man. He said, man, look, give me a few minutes. I'm going to put you on the phone with Stunner. So he called me back, put me on the phone with Stunner, and was like, look, Stunner, like, yeah, enough, man. The city never did nothing for me and blah, 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 and everything. And I said, you know what? I used one of the juvenile lines. I'm about to change that. Send that boy to the Newell. I said, man, come back home. We're going to make sure you get everything you deserve.
Right.
So, you know, at first he was just like, man, he's just talking. It's one of them political type people and all this kind of stuff. So immediately, me and Gita hit the ground running and made a lot of these things happen.
Wow, it's just exciting to see it, man. Like I said, I've always been a big fan of New Orleans and the music and the movement, man. What made you start to think about just the hip-hop side of this thing? You know what I mean? Because to talk about the Bee Gees, to talk about, you know, doing stuff. And for you to do that, that's a change, because most of the time they're into, when you get into those rooms, you're trying to figure out ways to do stuff for the city per se. But a lot of times it's a money grab.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't want to hear the truth.
But like I say, it's about relationships and resources. I have a relationship with the pretty much the entire city. I have a relationship with anybody you would want to be in contact with. I have a relationship or resource to all those different people. And I just wanted to be one of the people to bridge the gap. I've been doing it for a long time. People just didn't know who I was until Gita started putting it out there. So I was just making a lot of stuff happen and just doing it behind the scenes. So a lot of stuff that you've been seeing happening in New Orleans, I was pretty much behind making a lot of it happen. But I won, you know, I ain't too a fan of trying to get all the glory and the recognition from it. If it need to happen, then I'm going to do what's best in my power to make it happen.
And I'm going to touch on that. The reason why, like I told the wife before, it was so important for me to do that for him, because I remember feeling like Cinderella, like doing a lot of shit and then people just trying to keep you in a dungeon. Like, you the one, but it's like people don't want nobody to know you the one with the ideas and this and that. So when I seen what he was doing and I seen how he was helping and he was hard working and he was like always on the phone, I'm like, damn, dude, doing all this shit and nobody ain't really paying attention to it. Nobody ain't really like amplifying him. So every chance I got, I said his name. Every chance I got, I don't mind sharing the ball. Because I feel like I'm going to shine regardless. So all my niggas, we shine. Just like Big Me said, we going to all shine like we new money. You shout me out all the time. I shout you out. We big each other up.
Right. For real.
That's what you really supposed to do. And I think a lot of dudes act like it's a problem when you be shouting niggas out and you be putting people on. I think that's corny. Like, why people act like it's a problem to put people on, shout out people that really do a great job. And he a dude that get it done. But a lot of times people don't know he behind a lot of shit. But a lot of people be acting like it's really them.
Wow.
So that's why I'm going to make sure, know it's him.
So you knew, even though BG had did all those years in prison, you still was trying to get something done for him through the city.
Yeah.
Where does that drive? Because a lot of people will look down on somebody that had been incarcerated.
Who want us?
Listen, BG is a major, major person throughout the community. Everybody who know him, he was genuine. You know what I'm saying? So everybody who had an encounter with him, anybody who knew him, if you never met him before, mm-hmm. a lot of stories you hear about him was like, man, this guy really, really like down to earth. Mm-hmm. Even when I met him and started collabing with him and doing stuff with him,
yep.
if he told me he was gonna do it, he done it. He reached out to me a lot and just, you know, check up on me. The guy really solid.
Genuine,
so when I saw him come home, I said, you know what? Man, I need to get a proclamation for BG. So I definitely want to give a shout out to my guy, the councilman, Freddie King. That's the first person I called.
West Bank.
Because he's the youngest councilman on our council board. Shout out to all the council, men and women. Because, you know, with this council group, we was able to pull a lot of this stuff off. Without them, I think we have the right council group in office to be able to pull all this off.
Right timing, yeah.
So I called and called the councilman, told him I wanted to get a proclamation for BG. Said, man, it's a no-brainer, set it up. And then he like, you know what, Dave, I'm a juvenile guy too, so let's do one for juvenile too. I said, well, look, you know, if you're gonna do BG and juvenile, let's just do the high bar.
Yeah, because Turk had one too.
Yeah, so shout out Turk and shout out everybody from the High Boys. So once I did that, I'm like, well, shit, Jeter can get in touch with all of these people. So I reached out to Jeter, and then from there, we hit the ground running. Mm-hmm. And then what wound up happening was, once we put it in play, Juvenile wound up getting a proclamation before I could get it through the councilman to make it happen. So he got a proclamation from a different council person who didn't know what we had going on. Mm-hmm. So then right after that, I'm like, you know what? Jeter put it on my mind that a lot of these people weren't recognized. So we started reaching out to a lot of these artists, like even all guys from the 80s and the 90s mm-hmm. and the early 2000s who put on for the city and around the world. We realized a lot of them weren't recognized. So I got with the councilman and we set it up and I said, you know what? It's the 50 years of hip hop. Let's go ahead and just do a 50 year hip hop and get all these guys a proclamation. And the council said, man, let's do it. Mm-hmm. So we got with Jeter and got with Cesspool 5 and got out with Pete Townmo, and got out with my cousin, Honorable Darren Parnell. So we just wanted to make sure all these people got their flowers while they could smell it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, for me, I'm one of the people who've been bridging the gap throughout the community anyway. So that was a good way to get the community in touch with the hip-hop world and the hip-hop world with the political world. Yeah. So I have a relationship in all sectors. So I just pulled everybody together and me and Jeter hit the ground running. We made this thing happen.
You're doing a great job, man. Like I said, to even be recognized, you young brothers that look like us, you know what I mean? You got to think about it, man. You know, man, it's been a long time coming. You know, you got a lot of time stigma that get put on brothers like you and I, you know, to where we was looked at in the wrong way. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like the news, you remember how I portrayed our people. For many, many years, we didn't have no way to jump into networking and being that, you know, that catalyst for information that's being given to our people. And we have that now with things like Boss Talk and, like I said, Beehive and a lot of the ones that do this. You know what I mean? Like, when you think about that, you know, to turn that narrative and then to have people like you, it's a home run. You know what I mean? Because we can talk about it. We can do it in a way to where we can create our own narrative for our people. It's been a long time coming, to be honest with you. Definitely. That's why I came down to New Orleans today, because I knew you guys had done this with mm-hmm. Birdman and Slim, and I wanted to make sure that I was here for this, man. Mm-hmm. You guys did a hell of a job out there, too.
Yeah, like
you
I know said, what I mean?
It almost great
yeah.
job.
Yeah, and it went so many different ways. Like I said, the weather we was worrying about, then, you know, a lot of the elected officials were changing things, like on the fly, on the posters and all that, saying they postponed it, so the people like, rain. I'm telling you, I think you probably got to go home. People like, they don't know, stunning, we're going to come, we back and forth. And we were just trying to keep untying knots. You know, all these people here, we got DJ Chicken Wing, we got Proud Lee's out there with the food truck, we got the tramps out there, we got the lady that David helped set up the whole corner with the red carpet, the balloons, the little Williams Brothers signs, like all this stuff. Y'all coming with the picture all up from Dallas.
Yeah, but I want to talk about that, man. You know, I came with the picture.
Right.
I had it, man. C. Ray killed the art. Right. You know, he a real stomped down artist called Birdman even said it.
Right.
Slim looked at it like, man, I got to get that joint. I'm like, man, ain't got but one, nigga.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Y'all got to share this thing. But the thing was, when we was out there, it was like, man, you know, by faith, I believe in God.
Right.
So when y'all saying whatever y'all saying, I really don't care.
I'm more thinking
about God, bro. He didn't bring me down here this picture in this car this. Me and my wife pray we made it safe. We here.
Right.
Birdman them is in the city.
Right.
In my heart, it was already a home run, bro. I'm being real. I don't think like, and I knew, man, everything gonna happen. I just don't know how God gonna do it, but he always make it happen.
And I'm gonna add context to what he's saying, y'all. He was telling me, Jesus, like, I need to go over there and show Stunner's picture. I came all around it. I'm like, man, he's running up to him. Everybody keep going up to him. They all on the ball. I'm telling you, I gotta let him chill out, because I don't know how he's gonna move.
I don't know how he's gonna move.
I'm like, man, look. So he like, man, I ain't hearing that, man. We here. I'm going in there. I'm going in the little city.
You gotta understand. It ain't really like, you gotta understand. I look at you, man. You got to understand who you are to this city and what you've done. Just like when you were standing up there making the speech, and I told you, nah, man, say 1, 2, 3, or we all met. It's like, you got to say it. And when you start to speak, everybody turn their attention to you. You know what I mean? Because you have a voice here in the city.
Right.
You've done what you're supposed to do, man. You and David, y'all killing it. Right. And I just say, man, don't let the momentum go away, but also don't let nobody dumb down what you're doing, because at the end of the day, you guys are dope, man.
Right.
And Birdman, them, they gotta see that.
Right.
Slim gotta see that.
Right.
Juvie got to see that. BET, all these people, man, we all need each other.
Right.
So at the end of the day, everybody, you know, should see that the work is being done, that we here because we love the people, man.
Right, right.
It ain't even about, it's about people that look like us that exactly. maybe not even know how to give that opportunity. Let's think about them for a second.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They see it in you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm talking about that 17, 16-year-old.
Right.
You giving him hope and opportunity to yeah. see what y'all doing now. Right. This is going to evolve into somebody else saying, man, if GD did it and David them right. did it, we could probably do it.
Another thing that was good, too.
You see what I'm saying?
Another thing that was good, too, I just want to add to that is that it was big for us to be with all those people from all those different parts of town, like people from the West Bank, the East,
everybody
uptown,
was there.
Downtown, y'all coming from out of town, other people came from Baton Rouge, people came from all over, but nobody wasn't violent, wasn't no fights, wasn't no fussing, it wasn't no pushing, get out the way,
it was a win.
Was everybody was showing love for them. So that was the best thing about it, that everybody was able to get along, and it was just the energy was good. It was like a lot of love in there. I was so excited about that the most.
You know. Wow, man. You know, like I said, man, I got to talk to Birdman. He was pretty much just like when you put me on the phone with him.
Right.
Like, he loved Boss Talk,
right.
and he rocked with us. He
right.
started talking to the wife when we got in there with the pitch and mm-hmm. telling us about, you know, what he thought about the right. show and us. And to be real with you, you know, you don't know all the people like you, David, say you watch Ball Star.
Right.
We don't know that. We right. just doing the show to show love to the culture.
Right. right.
We don't know what we're doing far as that go, mm-hmm. but we do know that we care about the people. And I think right. that's what gives us the energy.
That's what made me fall in love with the show.
You know what I mean? Right.
I'm like, I'm going to get on Ball Star.
Get on Ball Star.
I told G, I said, man, if I do an interview, bro, I got to go on Ball Star. G was like, man, I'm gonna set that up, man.
For real.
He said, no, we going on there. We going on
there. Man, he had been on the phone talking for hours.
Yeah, I love
we were getting, he'll be busy as hell doing all of it, and we still talk. So, like I said, it's genuine. That's why I say he been the one that really been tapped into New Orleans from out there. And like I said, shout out Big D. Rest in peace, Big D.
Yeah.
Put us together. And Big D told you when you come down here, and ever since then we've been rocking. So, every time I come on here, I always try to remember Big D the
Big
moment.
D the
Big D made me. Interview where I was telling David, I said he used to go hard on him. When we get in, he'll go, but he'll test me to
That's
see if I'm gonna break.
Yeah.
But that made me better because he'll say, if you're gonna believe in what you believe in, you gotta stand on it.
Yeah.
And I need to know if I can break you or you go. So I was like, damn, it's a hot seat. And we're gonna laugh about it, but I miss Big D, bro.
I miss him too, man. He was 39 when he passed away.
Yeah.
That's too young, man.
Damn.
But at the end of the day, man, you know, God don't make no mistakes, bro.
Right.
Even though we wanna say he did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, we just gotta keep the memories like you just did going.
Right.
You know, a lot of times even with the PMC movement,
right.
a lot of people be like, man, oh, you talk about PMC all the time. What if I don't talk about it?
I love PMC.
Ain't nobody gonna talk about him if you don't talk about
him. Right.
You gonna just let him just not? No, don't talk about
it. I just posted a video on my page when
Pimp was. I seen that.
And he was doing that show out there. And Boosie was in the video earlier.
You from Louisiana?
He said, I'm Crowley now.
Yeah.
He said, man, you know anybody out here? You got any
Pimp?
Yeah, I'm from Crowley now. Because a lot of people in Texas still don't really be knowing that Pimp moved out there. But if they read the book, they'll know Pimp lived in Crowley. Then he moved because of the job by the port and all that. So, but he loved the South and he loved Texas and Louisiana. I think that's why he did so much with Master P and them and Boosie and them and stuff like that. And even Cash Money, you know. And,
man, bringing up Master P, like, have you did anything, a street coming for him? Or what y'all doing?
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
you got a No Limit driver on his own, something.
Master P, I love him.
Shout out to Master P.
Man, shout out to P, man.
Shout out to Juggy, too.
Yeah, Juggy.
Juggy, answer my call when I call you, man. I called you once. I ain't gonna lie, that was probably about 6 months ago.
No, I ain't looking at the camera.
Juggy, answer my call, nigga. No, I got
his dog right there.
He sent me some serum and everything.
Yeah,
I know it.
Shout out Big Boz too. But yeah,
I love Boz. Don't never not answer my call.
Yeah, Boz.
That's my guy.
Yeah,
you're like,
tell him about the street stuff. What you saying? What he probably said?
Yeah. So with Master P, after we confirmed and did everything for Baby, and P reached out, Juggy reached out on behalf of P, and hey man, look, you know we got to get one of them things too. I'm like, well, listen, you know, it's like anything else. Sometimes we don't think things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
So we was just putting something in the air and hoping it
stick.
We just threw it to the wall and hoping it stick. And then once we made that happen, we immediately went in and said, okay, we have to do one for Master P too. So we didn't put in for Master P.
Mm-hmm.
P then came to the city. Mm-hmm. We linked up with P, had P come out and speak to the New Orleans All-Star Band, which I'm a part of too. Spoke with the kids. G to hook them up with Shay O'Connor from Channel 6 News.
Right.
She came out and did an interview, did a story for him. We had a sign made for him and everything. So We put it out there, and his on the way as well. So we want to make sure we highlight the people that need to be highlighted.
And that's in the same district as Leslie Harris, so that's our district.
Shout out to Councilwoman Leslie Harris, because
that's and her husband Jeff too, because he came through.
He was out there today.
Yeah, right? Husband Jeff was out there. Royce DuPlessis. So.
I'm gonna be honest, man. I ain't seen nothing like that. You know what happened for people who are alive.
You won't get one for Tyler Perry, too. Right. They're in the same.
Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry. About that.
So Tyler grew up.
Right.
On Washington. He grew up between Washington and 6 on Barone. So we would want to get Barone and Washington in the section if possible for Tyler. But
Did you go out there and see that setup he got in Atlanta when you was out there?
Hey, I know he been in somewhere else.
Did you go and look?
I ain't never seen
it.
I seen his house out there, man.
I said, let me go see what this boy doing out here with this studio out here.
Wow.
He got something he did in
Douglasville, too.
He got a lot of stuff, don't he?
Just keep building.
Now, it's like a whole community. You got a whole street to go to it. It's his highway.
You're talking about giving
him a road. He got a whole Tyler Perry Studios highway that leads you into this place where you can't get in. Man. You can only go and circle around. He got guards and stuff out there. It's a community, bro.
I heard about it.
It's different. This is just where he shoot at, though. Right.
But it's like I said, it's so good because, like I said, reading this book and seeing how he come from Woodson, the same school Baby that went to Cohen and stuff like that, the same school Slim went to for a little while, and Lil Yah and all them went there, whatever. But this the same school that these guys went to, and look how far he came. And it's crazy, all of them from the third world. Baby and Slim, Master P, and Tyler Perry, whatever, all of them from uptown at the third
world. That's crazy to be honest.
That's where my daddy from.
Right. And so let me say this too, Boss Talk. Speaking of books, I have a book out, me and my cousin.
You want my copy?
I have one for you.
Here?
Is in the car.
See what I'm saying? Where is it at?
We were rushing to get up.
Okay, I need to get that book. I'm gonna put that book up right here. He say he got it, he got it, and he gonna give it to me right now, it's gonna pop up.
It's coming.
It's you feel it? If he didn't give it to me, I didn't pop up.
Yeah, so
you do got it here.
I have a book out. It's entitled
Bam!
Business Relationships and Resources.
That's all.
And I want to say this too, Boss Talk. While we're speaking about everything, you know, what made me do a lot of the stuff that I do is because of I see a lot of the people complaining. And if we ever gonna come together and make anything happen, we have to leave all the foolishness to the side. So everybody complaining about one person, and one artist getting in position, everybody complaining, trying to pull them down. Mm. So I'm one of those people, if I see something I know it need to happen, I'm gonna go make it happen, whether, you know, I think it's right or it's wrong. And the issue we really having is a lot of people complaining, and they're not having conversations with people. We gotta have these conversations. So my conversation with the elected officials and my conversations with the bigger artists like a Birdman and a Master P and the Ride 49s and people like that, and even the people who moving in the community, like the shakers and movers making stuff happen in the community. When I talk to everybody, the issue is the people in the community say, man, why you do something for them? And they don't do nothing for the community. Mm. And then, but when I have a conversation with Babe and them, it's like, well, you know what? When I talk to Pete and have a conversation with those kind of people, see, they don't have those opportunities to have those real type of conversations. And when I had the conversation, the issue was, anywhere they go around the world, Atlanta, Texas, Joe, everybody open up the doors, roll a red carpet out, they do a live for them, they give them stuff, they put them on the news, Cash Money coming in town here, No Limit coming here, or whoever coming here, and they just get the red carpet all around the world until they get in their hometown. And when they get to the hometown, nobody don't announce them. Sometimes people don't show up and acknowledge them and do anything for them. Like in Atlanta, they got a lot of stuff in the airport with all the different artists and stuff like that. So when GD was sending me all that stuff and I started hearing all these different conversations from everybody, I felt like it was important to make all these things happen. Because in New Orleans, we have a lot of talent. In Louisiana alone, we have a lot of talent.
Right.
So in order for us to be able to compete with Atlanta and Florida and all these different major places, the first thing we have to do is come together.
Right.
So all the talk, all the rah-rah talking everybody doing, I solution. Put all that to the side. I'm just coming with the solution.
Right.
Everybody talking about the problem, but nobody's saying, well, what is the solution to the problem? So while they talking, I get with GD, we just make it happen. I get with other people, and we connecting all the dots and make it happen. So our city could be recognized. Our state could be recognized on not just on the local level, but on the international level. Right. So just doing this for Babe and them, that's going to go worldwide. And being instrumental in Ride 49, them, shout out to Ride 49, shout out to Miss Christie, shout out to his pop, Big Rob, man. That's an incredible camp. I've been been a part of them since they started, man. They showed me so much love. They did so much for the city.
Right.
I've seen Rob 49 and his camp do so much for the city that nobody even knew about.
Right.
So even him binding the people out of jail, he was trying to bind more people out of jail. We tried to do it for Christmas, and we ran into a hiccup even doing that. So we have people that want to do stuff for the city, and then a lot of times people like Babe and them and people like P and them, they old school. Mm-hmm. So when they do things, they ain't doing it to be seen. Mm-hmm. So as long as the people not seeing it in the community, they feel like they're not doing nothing. Right. Man, why you doing that for them? They don't do nothing for the city. But when I'm around them, I'm seeing them do stuff for so many different people throughout the city, and it's not being televised. Mm-hmm. As long as it's not being on Instagram and people can't see it, they complaining and saying, man, they don't do nothing for nobody. But I've seen with my own two eyes.
Right.
Especially Rod 49, he did a lot for the community. He's been doing a lot for the community. Yeah. Even like a shout out to Fee Banks, man. Fee Banks is one of the man. Shout out to Fee Banks.
A lot of shout outs on both though. Man, what Fee Banks said, he
said. Shout out to Fee Banks.
He should be out of here. He might be on the road, but he probably is dying.
I'm call him, man. I'll do one with him tonight for sure. Fee Banks, that's the one I'm looking for.
Shout out to Trill Will and the whole GMG movement, mm-hmm. Good Money Global. Mm-hmm. That's my guys. I'm behind the scene with all these different people, and I'm watching all these dudes do so many different things.
Make moves,
I have some artists of my own, and Fee Banks was one of the, well, Ride 49 was the first person that helped put my artists in a nice position where they did features and different things like that. But GMG, Fee Banks gave my artists a, we was able to get a lot of his people, his camp, everybody that's under his wing, like Aquando, Rondo, my producers got songs with them.
Cam Beamer.
And yeah, Cam Beamer, shout out to Cam Beamer, because if it wasn't for Cam Beamer, I wouldn't even be in the music world. And shout out to Brandon Terrell. Brandon Terrell is one of the singers in New Orleans who don't get a lot of credit or recognition for what he do, but he's one of them old school tank kind of artists. Mm-hmm. But them two, Cam Beamer, Brandon Terrell, one of the two people that put me in the game with this music stuff.
Let me go back to the political stance on whether it be the guys that are getting incarcerated down here.
Yeah, because I want you to say that too, because I want to talk about that baby stuff too.
I want to go to the county jail, the food they're being given, the way they're being taken care of, stuff like that. These are things that we need to really, really be trying to make sure that they're not just abusing these systems that we suppose taxpayers are putting things in place and paying money on things, but don't have much say so. How do you guys try to do anything to help those guys?
I want to touch on that too, and I know David could elaborate a little more. I know a lot of people.
Because your brother is locked up in prison, so I know.
My brother been in jail 15 years and stuff like that. So I was like talking to him the other day. He forgot how old he was. He forgot he was one age, and he was like, "Man, I didn't know I was making this age. I thought I was this." He said, "Time go by, you get lost in time sometimes." So, the video that went viral with Baby when he was in the, you know, we call it parish jail. We got 64 parishes. Everywhere else mostly got counties. So the parish prison, we went in there and all that, and I put a lot of videos up. They took the video out there when Baby was asking the guy about the books or whatever. And then it got cut off and people took that soundbite and ran with it. Anyway, Baby have a book company, him and Slim, called Cash Money Content. I think they got a book called Raw Law too. So they're all about reading and stuff like that. So for the, and Baby talk about how much he read the Bible when he's in jail. Or so for everybody to take it like he didn't really like people that read and that was wrong or whatever. And even another thing, me and David supposed to be talking in Buff O'Free, which is why the uncle or whatever, he did a lot of time in prison in Angola. I think he did like 20 years, something like that. We want to try to do something with the guys in the jail, and we want to talk to what her name is, Sheriff Susan Hudson. Yeah, about trying to get a library inside of the prison. But Jefferson Parish got one, but Orleans don't have it. So when the guys go to jail, they don't have no literature to read stuff to learn about their case. So we can get the computers in there and get some of that money from probably like I think his name is what his name is that she said when we was looking at the stuff on the news. Troy Carter. I think it was Troy Carter or something like that.
Shout out to Congressman, our Congressman Troy Carter.
Right, Troy Carter. So I know she said they got a lot of money for that. And if they could probably put something in that in the prisons for the books and stuff like that, or just something where they could have the computers eat, I think that'd help a lot of the dudes because they really wanted to have information to read about laws because they don't have that. And that kind of hurt them when they going up and they taking all these plea deals because they're not knowledgeable or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. And that's for a reason. It's a new jail, but no library in there.
So
we gotta do something. We definitely gotta do something.
I had several sit downs with the sheriff, and we putting a lot of things in place, even with the DA in New Orleans.
Jason Williams.
I've been having a lot of conversations with a lot of elected officials in the city. Like I'm in a political world, like I said before, and I know all the elected officials. I know the soon to be elected officials. I know people who want to run for office. I know the people who used to be in office. So my stance is I'm all about the community. So if anybody willing to help, I don't do the politics where this group of politics don't mess with this group of elected officials and all of that. So I don't play the politic game. I'm about whoever gonna help me results. Help the people. So been instrumental in helping a lot of people get that's incarcerated get freed. And you know, I've been doing a lot of stuff in the community, man. It's so many things. I can't even tell you everything that I do for the community. I have to have them tell you, oh man, shout out to Dave, he did this and he did that. But everything I do, I'm more or less behind the scenes. I tell the people, I don't need no credit or nothing. I'm just doing it because it needs to be done. So a lot of the stuff I do, I should get paid a whole lot of money for it, but I don't worry about the money. I'm just doing what needs to be done. And that's why a lot of times some of the stuff don't happen in the city, because people feel like if they ain't getting paid to do it, oh, he ain't paying me, man, I ain't gonna do that.
Yeah,
Yeah, so I'm just a genuine person that wants the city to thrive. So I've helped a lot of business people get in business. I was instrumental in helping a lot of these local businesses have ribbon cuttings and having the city officials come out and acknowledge them and doing the press release and bringing the news, getting the news media involved. Mm-hmm. I was a lot of help. I was a part of helping so many people in the city of New Orleans, just in general. So like I said, I wouldn't even be able to sit here and tell you everything that I actually do or do for the people, but just know I make a lot of stuff happen in the community. And now that I partner with Gita put it out there, so Gita got me famous a little bit. Everybody knew me when
hell I was. And I'm gonna say this too, because I know you won't ask another question. Like Sugar Slim once said before, he said, real power you don't always see. He said, but put your hand in that wall and bet you're gonna feel it. You ain't gotta see that electricity there, but put your hand in there, you're gonna feel it. So a lot of times real power, you don't see it. You know, you're gonna feel it if you touch it though.
Yeah, Slim, I just told Slim about that book, The Secret Mind of a Millionaire.
Right, yeah.
And I'd say that book is, I heard you say that book, and I'd make everybody that become a part of whatever I'm doing, whether it's Boss Talk, my stores, whatever I'm doing, mentorship, they gotta read that book, you know, cause that book right there, which I learned from him, and he knew it. We talked about that like out there a while ago. So that was dope to finally get to tell him, hey man, appreciate you for, you know, even speaking out on that book and it gave me insight on different things.
But
at any rate, man, you gotta understand, man, that you guys are y'all stirring the pot. You know what I mean? When it come down to other black communities, man, this is a hoorah for people to say, hey man, others in other communities, in other states, in other cities, in other places need to step up and do something for these entrepreneurs, because that's what they are, entrepreneurs. Really, really just dope people who are in your city that have paved the way for others to become business owners. Real stand-up guys in that, you know, philanthropists, people that really people can look up to. We got some star players, man, when it come down to the black community, not just in New Orleans, but in a lot of places in Texas. And you go up to Chicago,
Harlem,
wherever you go. We got some people, L.A., look, Kendrick just made that move that really, really brought a lot of unity to a lot of communities that was gang violence and all kind of stuff. And he brought people together, all walks of life. So just like y'all did today down here. Yeah, it's crazy. It's happening, bro.
And even speaking of that, man, I was instrumental in helping a lot of different people who had problems with each other to resolve issues behind the scene.
Ceasefire is big.
Listen. There's so much behind the scene that everything don't really need to see the light. So I have a relationship with everybody in each ward. So I can go anywhere, like BG said, I could walk through anywhere, through the 1, 2, 3, you know what I'm saying? So I could go through everywhere throughout the city, and everybody know me, highly respected. You know, I do anything for anybody, get you straight off my back.
So David, what you saying is, you saying that you got boots on the ground when the camera's not around.
I like all that. Say that again. Say, no, that was a good one. That's like some rap shit right there. Say that again. You got to bring that one back.
You got boots on the ground when the camera's not around.
And guess what? I ain't a rapper, but no cap in that rap. But yeah, for real.
Which is
like
dope.
Yeah, listen. No rap cap.
Shout out to Melvin Palmer, man. That's my boy. That's who I always say that when he come on my show.
Okay.
He always going to say that. Yeah. Because you do have to roll your sleeves up when ain't nobody looking a lot of times.
Man, I'm married with 5 kids.
Congrats.
I spend a lot of my time.
Wait a minute. That's what I tell everybody. That's so gangster.
College graduates and all
that's
that.
That's way more gangster than what niggas think gangster is. What you just said, and you still with your wife?
I'm still my wife.
She was out there.
Come on, man.
Yeah. She was catching all the footage and all that. Yeah.
Come on, man.
She got to understand that
that's gangster, bro.
And she knew the vision, what I had. I've been doing this since we met a long time ago. Just blessing the people and just Being just doing it so much, I didn't realize how much I was doing it. Gina like, boy, you know what we just made happen. I'm like, nah, this is just what I do every day. So it ain't nothing like out of the ordinary for me because I do this all the time.
Right.
So even like with my kids, I sponsor kids all around my kids and make sure I put my kids in position with people that's around them and sponsor a lot of the kids that's in middle school and in high school and even in college. I sponsor a lot of kids throughout the college. And I help a lot of them get scholarships. I have relationships with people all throughout the colleges around the world. I help a lot of people, man. And it, I do it behind the scene, and that's what I like about Gita. Gita's so genuine. He do a lot of this blogging and everything, but Gita do a lot behind the scene that people don't see. So I just want to make sure the city get all of everybody in the city. There's enough for all of us to eat, but if unless somebody's showing them that we could do it, then they don't see it. So I've just been instrumental in making a lot of things happen.
I came down here and seen it with my own eyes.
Well, let me say this. let me put this out there. I was instrumental in my old high school. I do a lot for my high school.
School Marshall Falk went to just to let you know.
Really?
Yeah, so we have a street name changed named after that school as well. And we just raised $10 million to help build a stadium for our school. So that school finna have a stadium built, and all the local schools throughout the city of New Orleans will have to come to the school and play football at our school.
Friday nights.
Yeah, so I was instrumental in helping a lot of things happen for the school and for the community. You know, not only the school and my community, I help a lot of schools throughout the city. So I don't just tap to one school. I'm doing anything for anybody that's positive to make the change, the necessary change. So I build all my relationships and run resources. Instead of me getting, I could get money from them, or I could get something that'll benefit me. So anything somebody give to me, I take it and put it towards the kids, like a BG coming down, a Master P coming down, a Babe and them coming down, a Ride 49 them coming down, a YD the Illest. So all of these people, I was helping them behind the scene do all kind of things that was beneficial for them, that they was trying to reach back and do something for me. And my only thing was, you know what? Just go ahead and do this for the kids. Come speak to the kids for me. Come to this jailhouse over here. Come to the jailhouse over there. Just tell them what they see out here in the world ain't the real thing. Some of the stuff they think is this and all of that. So everything I could have got from one of those people, I took and put it towards the community. All right, so look, all right, take that donation and bless this entity right here. This an entrepreneur, his business is doing bad. So the money you're gonna get to me, go ahead and bless him and help him build him up. Go take a picture, stop over here so people will recognize.
Patronize the business.
So getting them to patronize it, getting the elected officials to come out and patronize all these local black people, helping them get grants, helping them get money, connecting them with. So just tapping in, I'm having all the resources. So I'm tapping the small people and connecting them with the big people. So we're able to put all people in one room.
Building each other.
So I'm saying, hey, okay, look. You know what this is over here? Oh, no, I don't know who that is. All right, this person, this is the elected official, they responsible for this. Just, hey, elected official, you know what this person is? No, this person started this business and this, that, and the third. Oh, all right.
They can help each other.
Bridging the gap. Okay, wow. Do you know this artist right here? Oh, no, I never heard of him. Okay, well, artist, have you ever heard of this person? No. Do you know this A&R? Do you know this publishers for this entity? Do you know this person from here and there? No, I never met them. So I'm doing a lot of stuff Gita doing. I'm putting a lot of small people who never get opportunities to meet certain people and just making it happen.
The glue.
And most people who do it try to do it for money. Well, look, if I plug you in with them, you got to pay me. So I don't want the money. I just want the city to succeed. So once everybody in the city starts succeeding, then we could build up and strive in a major way. So now everybody getting a piece of the pie. So now everybody not saying, well, damn, Boss Talk, the only one with a show that's doing good. So we gonna talk about Boss Talk. Yeah, Boss Talk this and Boss Talk that. But if Boss Talk got one and Gita got one and David got one and we ain't competing with each other, and he's like, man, you know, I had this one on the show, man, congrats, bro. Man, you know, I had such and such and all of that.
Come on, your
There's
show.
Room for mm-hmm. all of us. Mm-hmm. To survive and succeed in the community. Yeah. So that's basically what I've been doing.
I agree with you, man. Years. You dope, man, and I appreciate you, man. If ain't nobody told you, man, I appreciate the love for our coach and people that look like us, bro.
Right.
I went into this place you was talking about earlier, though, when the picture and all that, when I went in there. I don't even know.
Oh, Ms. Glenn?
See, I'm not from down here.
Okay.
But I walked off in there, and I said, now, it's dark as hell in here.
Right.
The roof is
low.
The low
ceiling.
The low ceiling. And I'm like, okay, when I walked in, in because I'm not in there alone. Right. I walk in, it's people sitting there. I don't know. I'm like, damn, man, it's a cool vibe. You know what I mean? It's really like, shout out to Marshall, Texas. It's like Frank Scott's or mm-hmm. something when you walk in there. Mm-hmm. Frank, we got a club in Marshall, Texas called Frank Scott. Okay. And you walk in and the ceilings was real low mm-hmm. and you know what I'm saying, it's dark and you got right. a little shade. It's kind of like that. Give me the history on Miss Gladys.
I told Baby when I first went in the little ceiling, I said, man, how Slim coming in? He said, what you mean how he coming in? He dug down and he walk in there. But his sister said he dug down, he go all the way to the back. So
yeah,
he high by the pool table. But that's the bar that his daddy owned it. And they lived upstairs. And that area historically,
because my dad is documentary.
Yeah,
there,
yeah, he had did one with Apple and all yeah. that. And then he moved later to Vanderson Magnolia. That's where he met BZ at 13. But first, that's where he was living at in the third world on Saratoga and Rattle. That's why we did it right there. But my daddy used to live on Simon Bolivar and he Rattle. So that's the next block up where the bulldozers at. But anyway, historically, it was known for like he had a lot of dope dealing around there, prostitutions, murders, all that. It was like that around there, even coming up. But like I said, his daddy owned that bar. His mama was with his daddy when she was there. So that's why he honored it, named it after his mama, which name was Miss Gladys Brooks. But
he keep it kind of the same too.
Yeah, keep it the same. So it's like that's the same way or whatever. Like that. And that's why they always go out there to hang right there because it's the nostalgia. It's the memories.
Does he come out there sometime?
That's where he always go at. Like when he go there, that's where he go. But you know, his dad and them and mama been passed away.
Of course.
But that make him feel good because they always go back there, and that's why it's named after his mama. But that was the bar that his daddy owned. So they always had that entrepreneur hustle spirit because their dad was a hard worker.
So do it stay open or is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was open. It would be open and all that. It's
that's
always
what I'm saying.
Open.
It's always open. Like it's always open. You yeah, go through yeah, there, yeah. you can go get your
yeah,
drink.
Yeah, or all the time.
You can
yep.
shoot some pool in there.
Yeah, yeah. The low ceiling. That's the people, a lot of people in that neighborhood. That's where they hang out at. That's like their spot. A lot of places in New Orleans, you might go on Pigeon Town, the Holly Grove, the Ninth Ward. They got 7th Ward. They got little bars that be on the corner in the block somewhere, and that be the neighborhood hangout. So a lot of dudes' blocks be territorial. So everybody don't go in everybody in the hood, but just like they got second line clubs that go to certain bars that they hang out in. Everybody be having their little, this wild spot at this out, you know, so that's like this spot.
You know, I'd seen the damn documentary. I never didn't know I was going to be in that thing. Yeah. I would have celebrated. I got to go back over there and shoot a game of pool, nigga, because yeah. I really get down.
Right, right.
You know,
so you like
I said, and he done had, he got the smooth table in there too.
Yeah.
And I think I seen it, you know, I'm like, okay, I don't know if no nigga in there really can shoot like me. I'm going to have, they're going to have to
so
bring
you gotta get started
wait a
again.
Minute. They're going to have to bring their A game.
Uh-oh.
No, my daddy taught me how to shoot pool shots. God rest his soul, you know, but I don't care who it is. If they want to meet me over there at Miss Gladys,
right,
it can go down so just like
yeah. challenge somebody to a duel.
Whoever want to come.
Whoever want to smoke?
Who? The Bible say whosoever will. I just like to talk about it, man, because right. you got to understand, man, it just... I come up in places like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm from a small country town where we had a couple of pool tables mm-hmm. and basically you went over there to have a good time.
Right.
You know, we called it the Chuck Wagon. You
right.
know what I'm
okay.
saying? But
right.
there's always in our hood, in our community, a spot like that. That's mm-hmm. why when I go to New York or if I go to come to New Orleans mm-hmm. or if I go to Vegas or wherever, Cali, mm-hmm. if I'm in Vegas, I'm on the west side.
Right.
I always go find our people. You know
right,
what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
If I be my partner, you know, you seen I have
yeah.
my boy OG
yeah.
from Compton here
right.
with
he
us today.
He liked my colors.
Oh, yeah. You even know. But that's my boy. He come down, you know, he knew I was going to be down here. And
right.
that's how I roll. Like, if I really rock with you, I
big
rock
west
with
side
you.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm always do it like that. So, man, I just want to tell y'all, thank y'all.
Thank
first
you
of
so
all
much
for coming
you.
On the show, man.
Thank you,
I like to say, thank y'all for what y'all did for me down here. You know
no
what
problem,
I'm saying? That whole
you.
Movement out there, all those people showing me love,
yeah.
showing my wife love, showing my crew love.
Right.
I think that was dope, bro. And like I said, you know, just to be able to come down here and do what we had set out to do,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was dope. But thank you so much, man, David. I appreciate you, and it's just an honor to even
man,
meet you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate
and I seen you. I seen you out there working. So
yeah,
I ain't know why I didn't see you. I seen you out there working. Mm-hmm. I was out there with you. I had a pair of scissors somebody gave me. I ain't going to
yeah.
say no name. They never did come back and get the scissors
no,
back.
Well,
I don't know what them damn scissors at right
yeah.
now.
Right. I gave them back to probably, yeah, you're right. I did get a scissors. I don't know what else. I said, I think I just holding. And I was so moving around.
What am I going to do with these sales? Ain't no ribbon.
Right.
It's a sign. He said, I'm not no damn
Edward Scissorhands. What the hell you gave me this shit for? I was tripping on them scissors.
But I still took them, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I just, like I said, I think we got some good footage out there.
Yeah.
Definitely just had a good time. Did everything I set out to do, man. Mm-hmm. Because of you guys, man. Thank you very much. Boss Talk 101 got to thank y'all. Sure.
Thank you.
Show y'all some love. You know what I'm saying? New Orleans, we in the house, man. Yeah, Boss Talk 101, man. Did I leave anything out?
I just want to say last thing. J. Murk going to be doing some music soon.
That damn stay out of trouble.
He's going to stay out of trouble, and we're going to be good or whatever. Hopefully, everything be done with the house arrest and all that soon, and his case gets dismissed in August. Hopefully, the judge and them let it, you know, cut the whole thing because it's just bogus and all that. So hopefully, everything be good with him in August and stuff like that.
Man, check it, man. Boss Talk 101, want to thank David Hudson. Want to thank my boy GDP, man.
Always.
It's going down, man. Boss Talk 101, what a bosses talk.
One time for the South.
Hey, man. PMC, man.